This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. In its first day of release, Drake's new Scorpion album shattered Spotify's one-day global record for album streams, totaling 132 million. That's 50 million more than the previous record set just weeks ago by Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Apple Music confirmed that the album shattered its single-day record as well, with more than 170 million streams. It must be God's plan. Congrats also to Cardi B, whose song I Like It hit number one on the U.S. charts, making her the first female rapper ever to have two chart-topping singles. The song, which features Bad Bunny and J Balvin, samples the 1967 Pete Rodriguez song I Like It Like That. It follows her breakthrough single Bodak Yellow, which ruled the charts for 3 weeks last fall. Hey, do I hear Nicki Minaj cursing? Though new entries Sicario, Day of the Soldado, and Uncle Drew scored higher debuts than expected, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom still reigns supreme at the domestic box office. Fallen Kingdom has pocketed $932 million globally and is well on its way to crossing $1 billion. That's a super big payday for star Chris Pratt, who has a piece of the box office take. Ka-ching! Beyoncé had an embarrassing stage malfunction in Warsaw, Poland, when a flying stage got stuck 20 feet in the air. Yep, stage techs were forced to go old school to bring Beyoncé back down to earth via an ordinary ladder. The band played on while Beyoncé and her heels finally agreed to descend the ladder. Gee, it would have been better to have a wardrobe malfunction. Kaley Cuoco just got married for a second time. After suffering a very short marriage to Ryan Sweeting, she hasn't given up on walking down the aisle. The TV star who appears in The Big Bang Theory tied the knot with boyfriend Carl Cook in San Diego. Their big day follows a whirlwind 7-month engagement. Well, hope this lasts. You know Hollywood's track record. It sucks. Netflix has okayed a martial arts series, Wu Assassins, a crime drama set in San Francisco's Chinatown. Iko Uwais stars as Kai Jin, an aspiring chef who becomes the latest and last Wu assassin, chosen to round up the powers of a triad and restore balance again. Uwais will also serve as producer, martial arts choreographer, and stunt coordinator. Gee, how will he have time to cook? Roseanne Barr claims she's fielded several offers since the Roseanne reboot got the axe. Inside every bad thing is a good thing waiting to happen, and I feel very excited because I already have been offered so many things, and I almost accepted one really good offer to go back on TV, Barr said. I might do it, but we'll see. Gee, let's hope not. She is cray-cray. Harvey Weinstein was hit with additional sex crime charges tied to a new third accuser that could send him to prison for life. After the unnamed woman testified before a grand jury, Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance got new indictments against the pervy producer for a forcible sexual act in 2006 and was able to add 2 counts of predatory sexual assault. Harvey, say hi to Bubba. It appears Tessa Thompson and Janelle Monáe are just friends, not lovers. The Westworld actress seemed to confirm rumors that she and Monáe were in a relationship, but Thompson is taking back those comments. Thompson said she didn't say they were in a relationship, just that they love each other deeply and that they vibrate on the same frequency. Okay, now we know. Nothing. Hotel guests at the Montage Resort in Laguna Hills got a surprise as Justin Bieber had a brand new luxury car dropped off in front of the ritzy hotel. A flatbed truck arrived with a custom Lamborghini Aventador worth over $500,000. The Biebs took some video before hopping in and taking the car for a test drive. Nope, no Beliebers were invited along. Ever since Britney Spears ended her highly successful Piece of Me residency show after a four-year run at Planet Hollywood Resort, we've heard rumors that she'd return next year in a new show at a new hotel. Well, she's now set to perform at the New Park MGM Theater, and she'll pocket a guaranteed $500,000 per show. You know, that is not too bad for someone who can't sing. A rapper who collaborated with Drake was one of two men killed in a shooting in downtown Toronto. The men were 21-year-old rapper Smoke Dogg and 28-year-old Ernest Madekwe. A woman wounded in the shooting is expected to recover from her injuries. Dogg is survived by his one-year-old daughter. This comes 2 weeks after rapper XXXTentacion was shot to death in Florida. Sad. Andy Dick, the troubled comedian who's gone to rehab more than 20 times in his struggle with drugs and alcohol, is facing charges after groping a stranger on the streets of L.A. The arrest is the latest in a long line of sexual incidents for Dick, who had a reputation as a controversial and outrageous performer, but has struggled to maintain his career. Andy, you're such a dick. Has been. The EMT who Heather Locklear attacked last week has hired a personal injury lawyer. She suffered serious injuries at Locklear's hands and has been reassigned to desk duty because of head and neck injuries. Police took the actress into custody at her home and booked her for two counts of misdemeanor battery upon an officer and emergency personnel. Heather? Roseanne? Who's more cray-cray? The Trash Bin. Former Teen Mom star Farrah Abraham was arrested after an altercation at the Beverly Hills Hotel. A hotel security officer asked Abraham to leave the hotel after she refused to stop verbally abusing hotel guests. Abraham then struck him in the face, grabbed his ear, and pushed him in the face as he attempted to prevent her from re-entering the hotel. She was held on $500 bail. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
On July 16th, Amazon Prime Day will reach more countries with over 1 million deals. A Facebook bug briefly unblocked people, inviting unwelcome messages and exposing hidden posts. Instagram Stories has twice as many daily users as Snapchat, and it now has background music. Samsung phones are sending pictures to contacts without users knowing. That could be embarrassing.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is the new box office champ.
The number one album.
Drake Scorpion has broken all streaming records. It's the new number one album.
The number one app.
Heads Up remains the number one app.
The number one book.
The President Is Missing by Bill Clinton and James Patterson is number one for a fourth week.
Post Malone's music has been described as, quote, a melting pot of the country, grunge, hip-hop, and R&B, unquote. The New York Times described Post as, quote, an artist who toes the line between singing and rapping and hip-hop and spooky electric folk. Malone himself has called his music genreless. Post cites Bob Dylan, in whom he became interested around the age of 15, as an influence on his music, calling him a genius and a god. He called Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues the first rap song. He has a tattoo of Dylan as well. Here's Post Malone with the song of the week, Ball For Me.
I'm on the road, I'm getting paid, like what you want, baby. You a bougie, baby, but I love you, baby, give you the world, baby. Pay $5,000 for a handbag, like Saint Laurent, baby. Damn, you love that money, baby. 100,000 plus 100,000 my way. 30,000 plus 30,000 my wrist. We got alcohol plus bad that's lit. I swear, baby, we was just kissing. That's it. How could I forget the shit that you done done for me? Baby, gonna take the charge and take the fall for me. Would love to take you shopping, but cause I'm in your town. Saw a little mama, I can give you more. Baby, could you? I got too much on my mind right now. I ain't got the time to get you sailing right now. You? I got too much on my mind right now. Tell that hero Dale, get my baby 30,000. Ball for me. Ball for me, yeah. Ball for me.
now is Post Malone with the song of the week, Ball for Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.